Good morning, everyone. About 17 years has gone by since I arrived in Hawaii back in 2002. My first assignment was Hilo Betsuin on a big island. The first 6 months was the most hectic and stressful time of my life. There were many new experiences which I could attribute to culture shock. So today, I'd like to talk about one of these experiences and its relationship to the Onembutsu, Namu Amida Butsu. Of the many things that I consider to be culture shock, there is one that troubles me the most. That was the difference of food in Hawaii and Japan. In Japan, there is a saying that states, "Tabemono no urami wa kowai," harboring ill feelings toward food is frightening. This illustrates the importance of food to human beings. One day, the Hirohonganji Fujinkai ladies invited me to lunch at the social hall. I was happy because I didn't have to go to Cafe 100 to buy my lunch. When I got to the social hall, I saw a dish that I had not seen before. "What is this?" I asked someone. "Why, sensei, this is sukiyaki," she answered. I was surprised. The images I had of sukiyaki was dish filled with tofu, green onions, ito konnyaku, shiitake mushrooms, and choice beef, seasoned with shoyu and sugar, and to be eaten with a raw egg. So that was my images of sukiyaki. So when I saw what the ladies had prepared, a heka, I thought it was strange. Furthermore, instead of beef, there was chicken in the sukiyaki. Yet when I tasted it, it was very good, but in my heart, I felt, this is not the sukiyaki of Japan. Sometime later, I started to study the history of the Japanese immigrants to Hawaii. The more I learned about their hardships, I started to think about the sukiyaki. This was not merely sukiyaki, I thought. Today, superstores have shoyu, natto, ramen, and almost any ingredient needed to prepare Japanese dishes. For those of us who come from Japan, it is very convenient and gratifying. However, when the Issei first came to Hawaii, there were no Japanese foods. The shoyu, miso, and tsukemono they had grown up with were no fair to be found. Most of all, there were no dishes prepared with the okasan no aji, or mother's taste, or mother's love. This must have been very sad and stressful for the Issei. All those things which were familiar to them and reminded them their homeland did not exist in their new home. So food has a strange impact on human beings. Even though I am in Hawaii, taking a sip of miso soup takes me back to Japan and warms my heart. To be more specific, it reminds me of the breakfast prepared by and shared with my okasan, or mother. However, the Issei did not have such experiences, and yet they persevered. When I think about this, the sukiyaki I tasted was not simply a strange dish. It became an incredible, unexplainable, deeply rooted Japanese dish with so much history attached to it. Whenever the Issei longed for their homeland, there were no images of food they could relate to. In desperation, they must have used what little shoyu or miso they may have had to prepare a dish with the taste of Japan. Ah, 日本に帰りたいの。I want to go home to Japan. I want to go home to Japan. But it is impossible. They may have thought over and over again. At least, if they could eat some food with the taste of Japan, it could ease their sufferings and longing for their homeland. With those feelings, the issei must have prepared the Hawaiian sukiyaki, which I had considered strange. The ingredients they had in Japan were not available, so they tried to get as close to the taste which they remembered. They might have used beef, but it was expensive, so they substituted the chicken, which they all raised in their backyards. I feel this was the thinking of the issei in preparing the Hawaiian sukiyaki. This sukiyaki did not look anything like the sukiyaki of Japan. However, for the homesick, struggling issei, the substitute sukiyaki contained the endless wish, desire, and longing to return to Japan. In this way, the Hawaiian sukiyaki became an indescribably delicious dish to me. So sometimes my mom phones me from Japan, especially when I was single. She called me quite often. The phone conversation usually turns to the question of what I was eating that time. Although it was not right, I never let her know that I used to go to Cafe 100 or McDonald's, KFC almost every day for my meals. I know that she was concerned, but hearing the same question over and over again gets me disgusted. 何回同じことを聞きゃ気がするね。How many times must you ask the same question? That's enough already. I'm eating my vegetables. This was my usual response. When I was in Japan, my mom would scold me. You do not answer your mother like that is disrespectfully. I'll be scolded for responding like that. So anyway...As I think about this, my mother's cooking contains her love for me. No matter where you eat vegetables, it should taste the same. However, the vegetables cut and prepared by my okasan contains her wish for my health. Delicious foods may be eaten in many places, such as at a nice hotel. However,When you don't know or see the person who prepared the food, no matter how good it tastes, it lacks something. Even if I use my mother's recipe and I can make the same taste, but it does not taste as good as when she prepares it. This is because her constant care from the past and concern for my future are the important ingredients.In her cooking. Similarly, the onenbutsu contains the deep wish and hope of Amida Buddha to save us all and assure our birth in the Pure Land. The fruit of his vows is the onenbutsu. It is the food that nourishes us spiritually. Many of you have lost your parents.Spouses and other loved ones. These people, together with Amida Buddha, are preparing the food for us to taste and partake. This is what it means to recite the Nenbutsu, to just look at the Nenbutsu as delicious food without tasting it and digesting it, and will not nourish us spiritually. In our daily life, let us all enjoy.The recitation of Namo Amida Butsu Onenbutsu, which is always there for us to savor and appreciate. It is always by our side, whether we realize it or not. It is always within us, whether we are hungry for it or not. Let us look at the delicious sukiyaki, taste it, and be nourished by it. Let us live our lives reciting the onenbutsu, tasting it, and nourished by the wishes of our dearly departed ones and the compassionate vow of Amida Buddha. Let us taste the onenbutsu together. Please put your hands together in gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda, namanda, namanda. This is what it means to recite onenbutsu. To just look at the nenbutsu as a delicious food without tasting it and digesting it, and will not nourish us spiritually. Okay? During this